Chapter 13 Waking Up. Naturally, the Castle of Friendship was a flurry of activity. Every pony was busy with their individual tasks for the festival. Luckily, Twilight Sparkle had offered to use one of the cavernous empty rooms to store all the supplies. Princess Twilight's own undertaking, an educational exhibit on the history of the moon phases, was taking up an entire corner. There were books, huge display boards, and a big model of the moon that ponies could touch. When Rarity arrived, Fluttershy was leading a parade of ugly blue bugs to a makeshift corral.
"That's it, little buggies," Fluttershy cooed. "You're going to spend the night here before Princess Luna's party. Isn't that wonderful?"
A few of the bugs nuzzled Fluttershy's yellow hoof. She smiled. Rarity made a disgusted face. "Fluttershy, dear, what in the world are you doing with all of those things?" Fluttershy smiled.
"I got this wonderful idea."
Was it from Princess Luna herself? Rarity guessed, growing ever more suspicious.
"Yes, actually," Fluttershy admitted. "She just loves these Ugg bugs so very much. So I thought, why not have them all attend the festival instead of snow bunnies like we planned?"
Tell me, darling," Rarity asked, raising her hoof and pointing to the hundreds of displaced bugs. "When did Princess Luna tell you about her bug love?"
"It was just the other night, I think." Fluttershy bit her lip, searching. "But we weren't in Ponyville. We were at the Magical Creature Summit, and..." "Oh." Fluttershy blushed in embarrassment. "I guess it was just a dream."
"Aha!" Rarity exclaimed. "Exactly!" She began to pace back and forth. "When I thought of the brilliant idea for cloaks, Princess Luna and I were just arriving back from a day of luxury shopping at Bloomingdale's." "You went to Manhattan with Princess Luna?" Twilight trotted over, joining in. She cocked her head to the side. "When did you do that?" "Don't you see?" Rarity smiled triumphant. "I didn't. I just thought I did." "Got the treats." Applejack trotted into the room, pulling a trolley full of spicy rainbow juice. Behind her, Applebloom, Sweetie Belle, and Scootaloo each pulled smaller trolleys filled with banana peel pudding.
"So do we,"
the fillies chorused. "Put 'em next to the pile of garlic necklaces in the corner, girls." Then Applejack trotted over to greet her friends.
"Woo-wee! I sure am excited that Princess Luna gave me the idea to serve something different than apples this time."
Fluttershy and Twilight's jaws dropped. Applejack not serving apples? Rarity was right.
"What?" Applejack asked, dumbfounded. "I got a piece of hay in my teeth or something?"
"No," answered Twilight. She trotted over to the mountain of garlic necklaces. "But I think we've all got some strange ideas in our heads that were some pony else's."
"What do you mean?" asked Applebloom, joining in.
Beads of nervous sweat began to form on her forehead.
"Is this about the garlic? 'Cause we can change that if no pony likes it. I just thought..."
"No, not at all, Applebloom." A smile broke out on Rarity's face. "Don't you all see?"
"I see the mess we've made of the Winter Moon Festival," squeaked Sweetie Belle.
She hung her head and shuffled her hooves.
"What are we going to do?"
"Nothing," Rarity laughed. "Obviously, Princess Luna visited us in our dreams to change the Winter Moon Festival because she knows about the surprise, and these are the things she wants at her party. She's just far too shy to tell us."